GOP Representative John Curtis, Salazar Amnesty Bill Delivers Reliable Foreign Workers to Business. By John Binder on February 13, 2022. Representative John Curtis, RUT, says a plan that gives amnesty to illegal aliens and expands pipelines for foreign visa workers will be a boost for business. Last week, as Breitbart News reported, Representative Maria Salazar, RFL, and six House Republicans introduced the Dignity Act to provide green cards to the nation's 11 to 22 million while expanding visa programs to more readily outsource American jobs. Curtis is co-sponsoring the bill alongside Reps. Dan Newhouse, RWE, Pete Sessions, RTX, Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, RPR, Tom Reed, RNY, and Peter Meyer, RME. The bill is backed by the United States Chamber of Commerce and the Niskanen Center. The Dignity Act balances the need for a secure and working border with compassionate policies that keep families together, ensures employers have access to reliable foreign workers, and welcomes people into our society and communities, Curtis said in a statement. Curtis's donors include mega multinational corporations like Comcast, Alphabet Incorporated, Berkshire Hathaway, and AT&T, among others, which have a vested financial interest in driving as many foreign nationals to the U.S. as possible. The plan's amnesty provisions allow hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens to immediately secure green cards while millions of others are put on a 10-year track to obtain green cards while holding work permits. Also included are expansions of the H-2A and H-2B visa programs that deliver thousands of foreign workers to U.S. farms and seasonal employers every year. With the H-2B visa, the plan exempts returning foreign workers from the annual cap, while the H-2A visa provisions will make hiring foreign farm workers easier. Both visa programs are crucial for employers to keep U.S. wages low and stagnating farm jobs, as well as seasonal non-agricultural jobs. Last month, in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, vowed not to consider any amnesty plans for illegal aliens should Republicans take back the House in this year's midterm elections. The amnesty violates that pledge, indicating that, assuming McCarthy is Speaker and sticks to his word, the proposal stands no chance in a GOP-run House led by McCarthy next Congress. The plan comes even as scandal has rocked the H-2A visa program in recent months in the form of a 54-count federal indictment. According to prosecutors, a transnational criminal organization had been using the H-2A visa program to traffic foreign workers from Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras into farm jobs in Georgia. Prosecutors called the scheme modern-day slavery. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's administration has executively expanded the H-2B visa program to allow 40,000 more foreign workers to take blue-collar American jobs, often in construction, landscaping, meatpacking, and fishing. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.